This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Terry in Utah, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you?
Hi, yes. My daughters were over at my mother's home, and they were dyeing each other's hair. And they got a little bit of the dye onto her kitchen cabinet, and it's, you know, a darker brown onto some oak. And I'm wondering if there's any way to get that out of her cabinets.
Well, there's a reason they call it dye.
Yeah.
It probably has absorbed into that oak, which is a fairly porous material. And so I don't have a lot
of
hope for this.
Even if there's coats and coats of stain or urethane on them,
well,
it's not just sort of sitting in the...
I don't have a lot of hope for it. Is it on the outside box or is it on the door frame itself?
It's on her kitchen cabinet, so it's like on the drawer and kind of on, you know.
If it's on the drawer or on the door, that's going to be solid wood, and it's possible you could sand it out. If it's on the cabinet, it's probably a laminate or a veneer, and you may not have as much to sand out.
I see where this exactly is going. The girls put the hair dye on, realized they had to wait 30 minutes, and all of a sudden wanted snacks. I see exactly what happened here.
You know, what I would do is I would get some very fine grit sandpaper, probably about
like
200 grit.
Even now, higher. Wow,
maybe
200,
220. And I would very carefully try to sand some of these spots out and see if you can get them to lighten up enough where you're pulling them out of the drawer or the door front without cutting too much into the raw wood. That would be the first place to start. If that does it, great, stop. If not, you may have to sand deeper, but then you're going to have to touch up those areas. And when you touch them up, I would recommend probably some water-based polyurethane to seal it, and the easiest way for you to get a finish on there that may match what you had there before.
Okay, thank you.